Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, you're probably thinking to yourself, wait a minute, this ain't Wednesday, it's Monday. We're moving it up due to restraints covering games and everything, but we make time. We don't archive here. This is Moving the Chains podcast, hosted by yours truly, Martin Mancini in Los Angeles, my sidekick, the straw that stirs the drink. And I always say, when God created women, the world was definitely complete. Danielle Orsino out there in Charlotte, North Carolina, 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, we realize 30 minutes goes by quick. Archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, where you describe the podcast, powered now by Mancini Media. Let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in place, hand off the mic to threes, Danielle. How are you? How can people get a hold of you? And what a wild weekend. And we're still not completed. We got to go tonight on two games. But man, oh man. The Giants, the Niners, and the Redskins all make insurmountable comebacks to take teams out. The Rams, the Cardinals, and the Broncos are trying to realize if we only played a couple quarters.
I know. It's been crazy, Mark. Everybody can get a hold of me on Instagram at Birth of the Fae. Let me know what you think of the games, what's going on, where you think your team stands. Before we get into things, Mark, there's something, unfortunately, I do have to discuss, and it involves Cowboy fans. And I can't believe I actually have to say this, but unfortunately on Twitter over the weekend, after the game on Sunday night versus the Jets, a meme went out showing the Twin Towers with Dak Prescott as one of the planes hitting Tower 2. Tower 1 went down with the New York Giants logo. Tower 2 was going down with the Jets logo. And Dak Prescott's face was on one of the planes that hit the Twin Towers on 9/11. And it said, Tower 1 down, Tower 2 on its way. I can't believe I actually have to say that because our fans are so much more classier than this and our listeners. But it is not proper, it is classless, to use 9/11 at all as a sports metaphor meme, but to use it when describing New York teams when we lose a game is disgusting. It was sent to me. I guess they thought it was funny because I'm a New York Giant fan. But I will say this again. Unfollow me if you think it's funny. Unfollow me if you think that, oh, it's just a joke, Danny. Don't take it so seriously. Stop listening to us if you think that is just a joke and it's proper. Just stop. Never use 9/11 as a sports metaphor, as a joke, period. But really, don't do it describing New York teams when we lose a game. Don't listen to us anymore. It's not funny. It's classless, and it's not cool. I can take a joke as a New York Giants fan when we get blown out and take a joke as a Jets person. No problem at all. But don't ever do that. Prescott did not find it funny. No Cowboy found it funny. They're trying to get the people who did it on X, Twitter, whatever the heck you want to call it, taken down. Not cool, Cowboys fans. Figures it came from a Cowboys fan. And if you're a Cowboys fan listening to this and going, Danielle, that's disgusting, we'd never do it, cool. Then go and find the person who did it and let them know. It's not funny, and don't send it to me. Don't send it to me on Instagram anymore. Don't look for my email, and don't send it to my author website. It's not funny. I don't find it funny. So that's all I have to say on that. Mark, let's get to the happy stuff now. Yes, the Giants had the most incredible comeback of the Super Bowl era that they ever had since 1938. They came back. They beat the Cardinals. Unfortunately, there was a casualty. Saquon Barkley, we are waiting on the MRI results right now. He's having one this morning. They are staying out in Arizona. They're going to stay in that area until they have to go to Santa Clara because we're facing the 49ers who look like they're steamrolling everybody right now. On Thursday night, it's a short week for us. From what I have heard, it is not a high ankle sprain, which is better because usually high ankle sprains require, when they're really bad, some kind of surgical intervention or you're done for the season. from what I've heard, this is a lower ankle sprain. He'll be out a couple weeks, but it's not season ending. Unfortunately for him, he's not going to hit any of those incentives that he put into this crazy contract. So Saquon will be back at some point, unless the MRI comes back with something crazy. But he was walking at one point on the sidelines when we were down to that field goal attempt by Ganeau. So lower ankle sprain, not as bad as we thought. They said they think he, you know, had a you know, kind of the major injury. What I have to say on Daboll was, what the heck was he even doing out there? That was a play Breida easily could have done. I mean, they were just trying to run out the clock. It's not like they were really trying for a touchdown. That was something Breida could have done easily, or Brightwell. So I'm kind of looking at Daboll side-eyed and being like, okay, why were you even putting him in danger? But on the other half, I'm like, well, the Giants actually showed up in the second half. The Cardinals never got past the 44-yard line. So good job, Giants. Thank you for actually being there. Awesome. So, you know, nicely done. Let's see what happens. Try just not to get blown out on Thursday. That's all I'm asking for. Just put some points on the board. Rah, 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 so we can cheer you on. That's it. I'm not asking for much here. You know, I'm not looking for much this season. I'm just looking for you guys to show up once in a while. That's it. I don't know how you feel. I know you guys, your Commanders won. You're a happy camper. But you tell me what you thought, Mark.
Yeah, you bring up some interesting points. And one of the interesting points you bring up is, you don't need that stuff from Cowboy fan. I mean, that's just ludicrous and crazy. I know Dalen coming out. He says, guys, I love your show. I can't miss it. Keep up the great work. He goes, did you understand what happened in New England yesterday? He was at that game. Tyreek Hill calling Patriot fans one of the worst. And let me tell you, you know, Tyreek Hill, he obviously hasn't been to L.A. Those guys are absolutely some of the worst fans. I don't know what the love fest or the hate fest is with New England fans. You got to expect that kind of stuff, Tyreek. You got to get more off and out. You know, if you're going to Boston, you're going to Philly, you're going to New York, you're going to get that across the board in any sport. But I think that I don't know if you saw this, but there was an article in the L.A. paper calling Dodger Stadium one of the worst and unsafe stadiums in baseball. So, and I can understand that. It's just, it's almost like a thug type of atmosphere. And I don't know how that doesn't come out to the forefront, but, you know, Tyreek making waves with some of the New England Patriots fans makes forefront. Let's call stadiums a stadium if it's bad. And I'm telling you, I've always said Dodger Stadium's not my favorite, and it's just not my cup of tea. If I was 20 years old and I'm playing baseball, I'll probably play for 29 other teams instead of playing for the Dodgers, just the way they treat people, if you ask me.
I think, you know, look, can you say fans are good? Fans are fans. That's just how it is. Like, as a football player, I think you have to have thick skin. Now I'm saying that after I just complained, but, you know, it's different. My issue was, yes, I don't want to be sent horrible, distasteful memes. Do I think, like, you know, in the Vikings case where they're being sent racist texts? No, that's definitely overstepping. You don't do that. As fans, yeah, we can get vocal and do whatever. I don't know if one fan base is worse than the other, but when you're playing in a stadium where you're the away team, you know, yeah, you're the visitor. You're going to get, like, you know, they're going to say stuff. You know, Eli has said it. Like, playing in Philly is really, really hard. He didn't love it. They were nasty to him. Well, that's what happens. You know, you go to Giant Stadium, you know, you're a Giant. They love you until you're losing. This is just the nature of the beast. You know, that's just how it is. I wouldn't say one fan base is worse. But I think when it comes to the Patriots, they've had a winning record for how long? Of course they're going to have sour grapes. They've never started the season 0-2 since, I think it was some ridiculous, like, since what, 2011? And then they went on to win the Super Bowl? Or, you know, not even, I think we won, they lost. They finished, what was it, Patriots started 0-2 for the first time since 2001. That was it. We won it then. Sorry. And then they wound up finishing 11-5 and went on to, you know, win Super Bowl 36. Okay, so they're used to winning. Of course they're going to be a little, what do you know about it? So Tyreek, you know, get over it. You're on to Miami. You know, you're doing great right now. Just suck it up. That's how it is. Fans, you know, no, you don't yell. Look, you want to yell you suck or whatever, fine. Do whatever you got to do, but, you know, keep it classy. That's what I got to say on that. What else is going on, Mark?
Well, there's a lot to go on, and we're going to be looking at two games tonight. We can break those things down. I like New Orleans in this game, and I also like the Steelers to bounce back. And, you know, kind of one of those short weeks where the Steelers, well, the only benefit of this is you're going night games because they'll play Sunday night in Vegas against the Raiders. In a Raider team that just got thrashed in Buffalo, and I called it. I said it. I knew it.
Wow.
That the Bills were going to be smarting, and they were going to go after these guys. And, man, oh, man, the Raiders look like the Raiders. You know, this is what I keep saying to people. The Raider fan comes out. The Cowboy fan will come out. You know, you'll get the Packer fan coming out, telling me what they're going to do. And then I always seem to hear crickets later on in the season. I told people, and I keep telling people in the NFC, keep your eyes on the Redskins, keep your eyes on the Falcons, and they're 4-0 right now combined. Falcons are going to Detroit, and they're going to beat Detroit.
Look, I like the Falcons. I love the Falcons' defense. I like Bijan. I am still not sold on Desmond Ridder. I know everybody wants to like get on Desmond Ridder. I'm still not seeing enough from him. I love what the Falcons have done with the defense. I think it looks good. Yes, I think, you know, the Packers did a little more. I mean, look, the Packers still scored 24 points. I get it. But I think the Falcons defense is amping up. But I'm just not there yet on Ridder. I'm just not seeing enough from him. I think Bijan looks great, but to me, that's all they're getting right now. I mean, you know, it's great that he generated, like, Robinson had, like, 172 scrimmage yards. Then he had 124 rushing on 19. You know, it was great. I thought he looks good, but you can't just put it all on one. Believe me, as a Giants fan, I know this. You can't put it all on one running back and think he's going to carry that whole offense. I'm not convinced on Ridder. I think the Lions are going to bounce back after that loss. I think the Lions are a little more dangerous than people are giving them credit for. I'm not sure that the Falcons are going to go in and just pick apart. I think it's going to be a close game, and I'm not sure Ridder's up for that challenge just yet.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. When you look at the surprises and everything this past weekend, I mean, we talked about the Chargers in the pre-chat. They've lost four in a row with 3 points or less. You can go back and, you know, Staley's now taking it upon himself to say the Jacksonville playoff game didn't carry over. I'm beginning to differ on this Charger team. There's a psychological thing. They just can't seem to finish games. You saw last year they lost games in the last minute. I don't know. And now they're going to Minnesota where somebody's going to go 0-3 here.
Yeah, somebody's going 0-3. And to be honest, between the two of them, I don't know who that is. I mean, I think the Vikings can beat them. I'm not saying a lot with Cousins. But I feel like the Chargers are hitting this wall. And they just can't – they're all gas and no brake in the beginning. And then they just run out of steam. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know if Herbert's just marching the team down the field. And then he just can't finish it. I'm looking at him and I'm like, what exactly is the problem here? Because I'm not sure if it's a groove thing or what. Because is he still not jiving with the offensive schemes? What exactly is the issue? I can't figure him out. I expected so much more from this Charger team, and it's just like they're just letting it down. So I don't understand what the problem is, because on paper these guys should be destroying. And they're just not. So is it, like I said, is it a mental thing? Or did they believe their own hype and now they just can't live up to the monster they created in their head? What exactly is going on? Because the Titans, I mean, they walked all over them. At one point, I mean, Tannehill was just throwing bombs down the field. And I'm like, how are these guys getting so open? The Chargers secondary really should have kept up, and they were not. So I don't get what's happening.
Well, you know, let's get into some of these games for next week, and they're really interesting games. And the one that stands out is Buffalo's at Washington, and the Skins have a chance to go 3-0. It's going to be a hard-pressed game to win. But, you know, now let me get some of these comments in. Tim coming in from Mesa, Arizona said, the Cowboys are going to get fat for a while. Did you see who they're playing? They're playing Arizona. Yeah, Tim. But the Cowboys, they're like the Dolphins. They'll start out strong, and then they'll be crickets later, like I said. You know, these are the teams that everybody keeps talking about every year. Raiders, Cowboys, Packers, Dolphins, and everything. And I keep telling everybody, wait till the end. And, the Cowboys will get fat. Boy, Arizona could have the worst record in the league. I still think Green Bay's going to have it. But Arizona's challenging them. Any games that stick out, the Monday nights are going to be interesting next week, Danielle. Phillies at Tampa.
Looking. Mm-hmm.
And the Rams are at Cincinnati, and, you know, the Bengals, I don't think, can go down 0-3. The Rams have been playing some good football in these two games, but, you know, it's interesting. And your Giants go to San Francisco, so I'm looking at some of these games here, and I'm thinking, okay, you can't win a Super Bowl, you know, in the first 3-4 weeks of a season. But you can, put yourself behind the eight ball where you can't get in the playoffs if you start losing. And we talked about the Chargers in Minnesota. You know, we can start to look at the Bengals here, too. You can't go 0-3. I mean,
worried about the Bengals.
Yeah.
I'm definitely worried about the Bengals. The reason is you and I said this. Burrow came back way too soon from that calf strain. I had said he should be sitting out the first 3 weeks. He re-injured it this weekend. He was not throwing properly. He was not being able to push off. Everybody was like, oh, leave him alone. He said he's fine. Yeah, what happened? He re-injured it. Mm-hmm. So there we go on that. He's not looking right, and now we've got to face the Rams. The thing is that you and I both said we didn't think the Rams were doing much this season. Am I sold on the Rams yet? No, I'm not. It's great that they stood up against the 49ers, and they did put up a fight. I'm still not sure what the Rams are doing. Cam Akers is back on the chopping block. I'm not sure what the problem is with Akers at all. He's a cancer in the locker room. He's this, he's that. He doesn't even know what the heck he's doing wrong. So I'm questioning what's going on there. The Eagles and the Buccaneers, Mayfield's got some juice behind him. The Eagles, they had a problem with the Patriots. You know, the Patriots hung in there, and after seeing what the Patriots did this weekend, which was nothing, this could be an interesting game. You know, I'm wondering about that. The Steelers should walk all over the Raiders. They should.
Yeah.
The Chiefs should just steamroll the Bears. The Bears, I thought you were going to do something. You let me down. That figures. The Jets and the Patriots, it is time to move on from Zach Wilson, Salah. That is great that last week you had to give him a pat on the back because you had no other option. I totally get it. I get it. Like, you were up a creek without a paddle. Totally get that. You have time now. Call somebody. Call somebody now. Make a trade. Do something. Because if Rodgers is undergoing some, like, crazy new surgical, technique to get back for the playoffs, get rid of Wilson. I don't know what else to say to you. Except call somebody. I'm not saying it's Carson Wentz. It takes too long to learn a playbook. But, at this point, call up Miami. See if you can work a trade for Mike White. He knows the system. He's been there before. He bailed you out last year. Do something. Babyface Wilson is not the guy for you.
Yeah.
If you lose to the Patriots, holy cow. I don't know. You've wasted Dalvin Cook. You've wasted everybody. So just figure it out. Get rid of Wilson. The Bills and the Commanders, like you said, I think this is interesting. the Dolphins should ride all over the Broncos. And if they don't, I don't know what to tell you on that. Packers and Saints should be an interesting game because I think Jordan Love will really get pressed and we'll see what's really there. Like I said, the Falcons and Lions are interesting to me. The Colts are going to be interesting because they don't have Richardson. So let's see if Minshew Magic, if there's anything left. You know, that's the whole thing. The Jaguars better bounce back and be able to take the Texans because anybody can take them at this point, but I say that now. Seahawks should ride all over the Panthers. That should be an easy win. The Giants are going to have their hands full with the 49ers. That's it. I mean, maybe they remembered how to tackle. Maybe they figured it out after this weekend. I'm not 100% sure. What I do think with the Broncos, I will say this now, is Kareem Jackson should not be playing. He just shouldn't. He should be suspended after the hit that he gave Logan Thomas and the Jacoby Myers. That man should not be playing. You have hit two receivers now and have put them both in concussion protocol for dirty hits. There is no way he should be playing with the Broncos this week. And if the NFL doesn't do something, it's on them. Because it's been two dirty hits now. They're both in concussion. No. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear no $14,000 penalty fine after you hit that man that way. I mean, it was helmet to helmet. It was a dirty hit. Why? That's great that you ejected him right after, but that does not help Logan now that he's out in concussions and Jacoby Myers is still out. And he's done it 2 weeks in a row. Get him out. I don't want to hear about how you're worried about concussions and, oh, my God, we did something different with the helmets and we're going to run this commercial and isn't that wonderful? We're so worried about you guys. BS if you let him play. That's so hypocritical. Get him out.
Yeah, you bring up some great points. I can't agree with you more. We've come to that time again, and we this is a new thing we do, and seems like the listeners really like this. The sure shot of the week on your end, and don't be surprised of, because this is a good thing, and we tally it up, and you know, we're hanging both of us on this. What's your sure shot coming into week three, and don't be surprised, and elaborate a little on it too as well, and then I'll give you mine.
Let's see. My sure shot of the week for next week, I'm going to give my sure shot to looking at these teams. I think my sure shot is I'm going to give the sure shot to the Dolphins over the Broncos. I'm going to say that's my sure shot. No question on that. I'm going to give it that. I would say, though, my don't be surprised. That's a tough one looking at these games. But I don't trust Wilson. I would love to give it to the Jets. I just don't trust him. So let's say don't be surprised if the Bengals actually bounce back and give it to the Rams. Joey Burrow gets
okay, I'm gonna give
together
you,
and
I'm
get
gonna,
together and
do
it.
Yeah. I'm going to give you my don't be surprised. It might don't be surprised if the Redskins stun the Bills.
Okay.
I know the Bills, I there's something about this in Washington. I think they're buying the Kool-Aid right now, and Eric Bieniemy has just opened up that whole offense. And they're 2-0. I just think the Skins got something going. Don't be surprised if that happens. My sure shot is New England ain't going down 0-3. I think they're going into New York and they're going to beat the Jets. I don't think they're going 0-3, so that's my sure shot. They've been playing close games, the Patriots. Close games with the Eagles, close games with the Dolphins, a little here or there. So don't be surprised if the Skins beat the Bills, and my sure shot is the Patriots are going into New York and beating the Jets. This is going to be a long year for the Jets now with no Aaron Rodgers, and it's kind of sad where one guy can dictate the whole team's playoffs and everything, but this is the problem in football. When you don't have a 1 and a 1A, and you got a one, and then you got guys kind of filtering in here. Zach Wilson, you're right, he's not the answer in New York. They're going to have to do something with him.
No.
Just like, you know, we saw Trey Lance get jettisoned to Dallas. These are the kind of guys where, you know, teams kind of sit there. You're gonna see the same situation going to happen with Fields in Chicago, I'm telling you. I don't know what all the hoopla is about Mac Jones, and people are getting on him in New England, but Mac Jones is your premier stay-at-home quarterback that I like. But, you know, these other two, and I said it before, San Francisco, the Jets, and I called the Bears, things run in threes. You're going to have problems in those cities. But, yeah, the Jets got a great defense. They're built on the lines real well. You know, I don't know what happened in the Cowboy game. That thing falls on Zach Wilson, if you ask me.
There was too many interceptions. He was not looking downfield. There was just issue after issue. I don't think Zach Wilson has the eyes for it. I just, that whole thing was built around Aaron Rodgers. You need somebody that can come in and make adjustments. And to be honest, we said this during the preseason, and we said it during OTAs, training camp, we didn't feel that Wilson was really stepping up to learn. And that was part of this whole thing. I don't think Wilson took it seriously. I think he was looking at it as, I'm out of here. Like, Rodgers is going to be the hero. He's going to save the day. I'm out of here. I don't think he looked at it as, Rodgers is going to get hurt. I might actually have to step up. Don't think Wilson ever saw that. I think he looked at it as the whole locker room is Rodgers. And, oh, my God, I think he was pouting. And he never thought, I'm going to actually have to step up one day and take this team. I think he lost the team. And that was part of this whole problem. I really think that they should be looking at Miami and saying, is there a chance we can get White back? I think Carson Wentz takes too long to learn a playbook. They need somebody who can come in and adapt. Whether that is Nick Foles, I don't know. I don't know what free agents are out there that could really come in and step up and then be willing to step back should they make the playoffs and Rodgers be okay. They need somebody that ego-wise can sit back and say, Rodgers, the team is back to you. I don't know. You know, that's why everybody's like, oh, the Raiders thing with Brady isn't done yet. Oh, it's taking too long. Maybe this is a sign. Do you really believe, anybody out there, that if Brady came in, on the slim chance he came in and took this team to the playoffs, if Rodgers came back, Brady'd be like, oh, here's the team, Aaron. No way in heck.
Right.
Maybe, oh, come on. With that ego, you really think that? No, it's not going to happen. So everybody get the pipe dream out that Brady's ever going to come back. That's just not happening. You need somebody that could do this. And everybody who was like, oh, Joe Flacco, he knows the team and blah, blah, blah. They haven't reached out to Flacco. It's not happening. They've already said they're not taking Kaepernick. They won't even bring him in to test him. They said no. So I don't know who is left that could actually come in and give a scheme that would match. Foles is, and I'm not thrilled with it, but I think that's the only one besides, I think Huntley would have been another option, but they haven't reached out. I don't know what the Jets are going to do, but it's, you know, we're at DEFCON now. After all those interceptions and the way Wilson looked, Jets do something. Don't let your team go down like this, Sal. Like, really. Stop petting the little kid on the head and telling him it's going to be okay. We're done with that. Start making moves. You got to do something. It's not
right.
Getting any better. And you're facing teams with like some serious skin in the game. Do something. That or you're going to rush Rodgers back and he's going to wind up being done.
No doubt about it. No, you bring up interesting points. 40-something seconds left in the show. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you as we reconvene a week from this Wednesday regular scheduled time.
They can get a hold of me on Instagram at Birth of the Fae, or you can always check out my website at birthofthefae.com. There's a contact me button there, and you can just email any of your questions.
Oh, what a great show today. I'm so blessed to do this each and every week with you. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. Well over 300 today. We appreciate you guys following us on the days we can't do it. And just as long as we don't archive it, we're here the whole year, streaming coming next month for sure. And we're working on Radio Row and everything for the Super Bowl, Danielle and I. For Daniella Orsino out there in Charlotte, North Carolina, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We'll talk to you a week from Wednesday, 7 o'clock Charlotte time, 4 o'clock L.A. time. Till then, have a blessed one, and thanks for making us a part of your mornings and nights whenever we can. Till then, have a blessed one.